The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes, he saw that a large crowd was coming to him. He said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So with Holy Scripture, you can often find a phrase that just kind of is there that seems inconsequential even, that you can kind of come to an entire understanding of a spiritual life or a spiritual practice or any number of things. And so today, I want to mention the line, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." It seems kind of inconsequential. It's like, okay, they gathered it up just so that you could see how Mitch was there. Sure, I mean, that was part of it, but there's a little bit more to this too. Because Christ's instruction to pick up the leftovers kind of starts to tell us about material goods, our resources that we have available to us and to the world. Tells us that these are gifts from God and that we shouldn't be wasteful of them. Whatever we are given is a gift. And really, all these gifts that we get, should be used in a spirit of poverty. Our society over the last several decades has become more and more materialistic and consumeristic, to the point where it's become a throwaway culture. We buy things knowing full well they will not last, except maybe the season, maybe a year if we're lucky. We buy things knowing that, you know, like shoes, that they look good, but they'll last maybe a couple of months, maybe 3 months, 4 months, whatever, and it's time to throw them away and get a new pair because the fashion's changing, because it's not popular anymore, whatever it is. We buy more food even than we know what to do with, and much of it spoils and is thrown out. It's a materialistic and consumeristic, a throwaway culture. But this isn't exactly new for our day either. Pope Paul VI in 1974 said about today's gospel, "What an excellent lesson in thrift, and the finest and fullest meaning of the term for our age, given as it is to wastefulness. It carries with it the condemnation of a whole concept of society wherein consumption tends to become an end in itself." 1974, still struggling with the same stuff we struggle with today. Too often this attitude of consumption and materialism turns into a sort of contempt for anyone who is in need, for the poor, for those in poverty. Because I have all this stuff, and stuff that, again, may not last long, and we throw away again and again and again. But it's like, oh, but you need something? Like, why can't you do it yourself? Why can't you go and get a job? Why can't you make your own way in the world like the rest of us did. It's a bad attitude to have towards the poor, towards those who are in poverty. It's on us then, my brothers and sisters, to reflect well on the line from today's gospel, to really delve into its meaning and the depths of it, and to really help us to live out the gospel entirely and to live it well, and to be intentional with what we do with our resources, with our goods, with the gifts that God has given us. Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted.